Quick question for you, Dad. Yep. So you're a movement
chauvinist.
Does that mean that you think that the other things that we think our brains are about, the kind of the dreaming, the yearning, the falling in love, and all these things, are a kind of a sideshow, an accident?
They're not an accident. I think they're all important to drive the right movement behavior to get reproduction in the end. So I think people who study sensation or memory without realizing why you're laying down memories of childhood, the fact we forget most of our childhood, for example, is probably fine because it doesn't affect our movements later in life. You only need to store things which are really going to affect movement.
So you think that people thinking about the brain and consciousness generally could get real insight by saying, where does movement play in this game?
So people have found out, for example, that studying vision in the absence of realizing why you have vision is a mistake. You have to study vision with the realization of how the movement system is going to use vision. And it uses it very differently once you think of it that way.
Well, that was quite fascinating. Thank you very much indeed.